Peter, I'm so bored here. Well, the good news is, love, I've offered the driver's job to one of our candidates. Was it that really dashing young man, Bryson? No, I told you last week, sure, he was doing great right up until he said taxi rank. Oh, don't tell me it was the old fellow who looked like a cross between a raisin and the Emperor from Star Wars. No, not Gregory. He's too angry. And anyway, he lacked some of the required people skills. What people skills did he lack, Peter? All of them. Anyway, you'll find out who it is at the end of the month. Now go and answer the phone. Oh, Peter, sure it never ring. Kirk? Is that you?
Is that Kirk and that's me?
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Peter! We've got another one!
This is Big Dog looking for a rubber ducky down the docks.
A rubber ducky down the docks? Don't tell me Jerry's got you starting that ducky or la thing as well.
No, Driver 32, it's CB talk.
Sounds more like BS talk to me.
Never mind that, Driver 32. You're looking for a Hollywood in leather trousers at the docks.
Hang on, you want me to drive around the docks asking somebody, are you Hollywood with leather pants on? And do you want a ride? You think I'm stupid? Hello, are you Hollywood with leather pants on and are you looking a ride? That was quick! Let me just throw my soggy bottom and my Mary Berry in the boot. Do not open the boot! Nobody opens the boot. Where are you for, son? Heading to Europa Hotel, giving out lessons on how to bake perfect cake. Have you ever been to a hotel? There's no proof I had anything to do with that. And quite frankly, I resent your accusation. What are you on about? Just take me to a hotel. I'm just gonna sit in the back here and look through my cake recipe book. I used to love a good cake myself. Really? Did you ever bake your own? No, but there used to be a couple of visitors used to bring in a lovely cake. What kind of ingredients did you use? Self-raising flour, a bit of icing sugar. Oh, it was a wee bit like a bit of flour, sugar, monkey wrench and a hacksaw. Right, we're here. Get out. This looks more like Buckingham Palace. This is their gaff, also known as the depot. Bit of advice, son. Don't mention soggy bottoms. And if you're bringing Mary Berry in with you, you may want to put a disguise on. She'll be jealous of somebody as young and good looking. Take it easy there, leather trousers. Peter! Philip Schofield's at the door and he's got a wrinkly prune with him. It's probably Wilson in the buff again. I told him he should stop that, he'll go blind. Hello, Sammy again. Welcome to Robin Cabs. My name's not Sammy Wilson, you daft mare. And this isn't a wrinkly prune. It's Mary Berry, co-host on show. What show is that then? Great British Bake Off, you're bound to have heard of it, love. I make fantastic flowery baps. Flowery baps? Sure, that's my profile name on Ashley Madison. No, it's what I make on show. What wrong with you? This week's bread week. You make bread, you say. I'm more in the business of making dough disappear. 20 G's, backs transfer. Job's a good one. What are you on about? It's about making bread to eat. Dust down the dough balls, give them a good caress, then watch it rise. What? Throw your leather trousers and wrinkly prune co-host in the bowl there, son. I'm about to do the clean out of you, bud starving. Who would use a taxi firm like that?